I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today, we're bringing you the latest in Israel-Hezbollah tensions and how to pray. Then later, villages in Pakistan wrecked by massive floods are getting gospel hope and a hand up. We'll explain what's happening in just a few moments, but we'll begin today in the Middle East, where Israel and Lebanon's demands and accusations are intensifying as their 2024 ceasefire remains not fully implemented. Hezbollah leader Naim Qassem underscored this by publicly stating that the group won't disarm. Despite Israel's misgivings, the Lebanese government insists it will disarm Hezbollah by the end of the year. Camille Melki with Heart for Lebanon says,
and all indications point to the lack of possibility to meet that deadline. And that scares all of us in Lebanon.
They see that if Lebanon doesn't succeed in neutralizing Hezbollah, Israel's near-daily airstrikes will become something more.
And here we have to differentiate. Israel's conflict is with Hezbollah, not with the nation of Lebanon. But we can all be thrown into a major conflict and major war.
As a gospel-centered humanitarian agency, Heart for Lebanon has a finger on the pulse of its citizens and refugees. Melki says they recently had 46 baptisms, showing that people are hungry for truth.
They're wondering what else can be done in order to prevent another disaster and whom to trust. Our job is to point them to Jesus, our Savior.
Plead for God's mercy and for true peace in Christ to come to Lebanon. Meanwhile, Tanzania is reeling after a deadly election season. The incumbent president was declared the winner of the October 29 election with 98% of the vote, a result the opposition called fraudulent. Protests erupted, and the UN Human Rights Office says hundreds of protesters have been killed. Many more were detained and at least 240 charged with treason. Ajita Bandiariaga with Transworld Radio says,
when there is unrest in the country, shops will not open, market on which many people rely for the purchase of the goods they use at home will also not open. So the ordinary people is so much affected.
TWR serves Tanzania with gospel radio broadcasts in multiple languages, even in remote areas. This time of unrest carries with it a spiritual moment.
When people are faced with difficulties, there is this tendency of being open to the gospel. Because, for example, if someone is desperate or he can't find any other solution to his problem, he tends to turn to the divine intervention.
He asks,
pray with us for the provision of needed funds so that we can reach more people in the country of Tanzania.
And finally, Qasr, Pakistan is still recovering from flooding where over 3,000 villages were submerged earlier this year. Jason Wolford with Mission Cry says,
people are really left hopeless there. And so when we see what's happened in Lahore, Pakistan, and other areas where our Mission Cry teams have went in where they're burning churches and all that, while they're not burning churches in this area, they are targeting Christian young girls and women and abusing them sexually.
Devastation continues as believers are hurting, but Mission Cry is using the opportunity to bring the truth of Christ.
We wanted to come in and bring hope, and we did that in bringing boatloads of rice, food, and most importantly, the Word of God, the only thing that doesn't return void.
People are responding to Mission Cry's work.
We're seeing hope and joy because these people are being forgotten about, especially with their so-called God, little g God, when the real God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are showing up in word form and through our Mission Cry team.
Please pray for the continued work they're doing. Pray for believers in this area and against predicted future flooding. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
There's still a huge need there. We provided 2 weeks of food relief rations and literally went doorstep to doorstep, and we want to do this again.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7 invites you to dare to believe. It's the inspiring memoir of founder Dr. Terrence Ascott. Discover powerful stories of faith under persecution and the birth of a media ministry reaching millions across the Middle East. Get your free sample chapter at the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.